This is Dr. Schumacher dictating History and Physical and Dimmy Cunningham, CUNNINDHAM, Dimmy is DIMMY. Place was Mission Point of Flint. Date was May 5th, 2022. The paragraph patient profile, Mr. Cunningham is an 86-year-old male who was here for a post-acute care period. He was hospitalized for what was believed to be a seizure period. He presented to the ER on the 26th of April with shaking and unresponsiveness period. They gave him Keppra, period. He himself has no insight as to what happened or why he's here, period. He was given a dose of IV Keppra in the emergency room and a workup was completed, period. And his family states that they're unable to care for him and he has a high risk of falls, period. He has been getting 24-hour care, period. His daughter was the primary caregiver, and he needs assistance for mobility, period. He had an intracranial hemorrhage and hemorrhagic infarct in the past and has residual neurologic deficits, period. He has poor mobility and unstable gait, period. He's very cognitively impaired as well, period. He has a history of hypertension, period. In the present time, his blood pressure is slightly up. I mean, it's a bit up, period. New paragraph. He himself does not remember the seizure or any of his past illnesses, period. He has no associated headache or nausea, period. New paragraph review of systems. Constitutional, he denies feeling feverish, having chills. Eye denies complaints. ENT, denies sore throat, earache, or hoarseness. Respiratory, denies dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, denies chest pain or other symptoms. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria. Hematuria, musculoskeletal, denies arthralgias. Heme, denies bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, denies polyuria or polydipsia. There's no history of diabetes. Remaining systems negative for him, but he has poor memory, period. New paragraph, past history is positive for seizure disorder, TIAs, aphasia following a stroke, dysarthria following a stroke, but he is eating. Non-traumatic intracerebral hemorrhage, occlusion of stenosis of both carotid arteries, weakness, right shoulder dislocation, debility, hypertension. The paragraph family history. He states that his mother's alive, but I'm not clear on that. And he states his father is deceased, but could not tell me any of the illnesses of anyone in his family, period. The paragraph social history. No smoking or ethanol abuse that he admits to, period. New paragraph medications. Senna. 1 tablet twice a day, Flomax 0.4 milligrams daily, Lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, multivitamins 1 daily, Keppra 500 milligrams twice a day, Hydralazine 10 milligrams 3 times a day, Baclofen 10 milligrams 3 times a day, Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, Aspirin 1 milligrams daily, Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, New paragraph, allergies, none known. New paragraph, examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. He has poverty of speech and some difficulty in his speech and slight dysarthria, period. He says very little. Blood pressure 165 or 80, temperature 97.6, pulse 90, respiratory rate 18, head and neck, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal, hearing was adequate, neck supple, no mass, no palpable thyromegaly, trachea is about midline, lungs, open down those known nodes. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS, cranial, so a slight left facial droop, period. He has increased tone in all limbs, period. He has random good movement of all limbs, but he has poor balance and gait, period. He has a good hand grip, period. His plantars are down going bilaterally. Sensation to touch and pain are intact, period. Musculoskeletal, he has dislocation of the right shoulder and some deformity. Knees are unremarkable, no joint inflammation or effusion is noted, no cyanosis is noted. The paragraph, skin was intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. Fetal pulses are palpable. There's no significant edema. The paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Cunningham is here for post-acute care period. He is stable from the acute condition period. He had a seizure. And I'll continue Keppra, 500 milligrams twice a day period. Two, he has hypertension. And today's reading is up, but most other readings have been normal period. I'll observe more readings on lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily, plus hydralazine, 10 milligrams three times a day, plus amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, period. Four, he has prostatic hypertrophy, and I'll continue. Flomax, 0.4 milligrams daily, period. He'll get OT and PT. And can benefit from that to work on mobility and gait and stiffness, period. He has spasticity, and I'll continue baclofen 10 milligrams daily, period. He has stroke, both cerebrovascular disease and hemorrhage, period. Currently, he's on aspirin 81 milligrams daily, period. this is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.